This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Dawn Gettler, program manager at the Prairie Center of the Arts. She's here to talk about the Summer Makers Market Bazaar happening there this weekend. Dawn, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Dawn, this is the second time that the Prairie Center has hosted this event, so it's still relatively new to the community here. Can you just give us an overview of what this event is like?
For us, we're really interested in supporting the local art scene, and this was a way to invite local and regional artists to come to the Prairie Center, provide them with a venue to sell their work, and also a way for the public to have access to handmade goods.
So not all of the artists featured in the bazaar are in residence at the Prairie Center. You've gone outside your own four walls?
Correct. There's only, I think, two right now that are in residence that will be selling on Saturday. And then some of the other ones have been previous residents. They've taken classes with the Prairie Center. They volunteer. They're friends of friends. It's hard in the summer. It was much harder for us to get enough vendors. And I think it's because summers are just busy for people.
So when you had the holiday bazaar over the winter season, what was the initial reaction from the community, people who attended for the first time?
They loved it. It was the Saturday before Christmas, and so we tried to make the galleries, which our gallery is 6,000 square feet, so it's quite large, feel festive and homey, and we really capitalized on that. It's the week before. Have you bought your gifts yet? And Leslie Rankin did a great article in the paper about one of the artists who makes handmade soap. And a lot of people saw that and were interested in coming down and buying handmade gifts.
And has this been a good vehicle to get people into the Prairie Center who perhaps have never been there before and maybe don't know as much about what you do there?
Yeah, it was. I, for the most part, try to make myself available to be the greeter. And a lot of the people that came to the Holiday Bazaar said they hadn't been there before. And then they've come back since then for First Friday events, for free demos, for lectures and things like that. So I think it's a less intimidating way to participate in an art center where you don't have to feel that you're not artsy enough, but everyone can shop.
So how many artists do you have participating, and what types of media, what kinds of works are included?
For the Summer Bazaar, we have 17 artists and two organizations, and it's a range of different media from painting to ceramic to jewelry to printmakers, and then the organization's Sculpture Walk will be there just to provide information and promoting mm-hmm. the walk and the downtown district in general. And then the Prairie Center, we just give stuff away for free.
Now, at the Prairie Center, again, can you walk us through, as program manager, some of the programs that you do on a routine basis and some of the offerings that you have for the community?
The Prairie Center is a non-for-profit print shop and artist in residency program, and it was founded a long time ago in 2003 as primarily a gallery and residency program. And in the last 2 years, we've built up a printmaking shop with letterpresses and printmaking presses as a way to involve the community through teaching and through demos, and we do visits with schools and the Park District to sort of get people down to the warehouse district into the building and making things again by hand.
And has that changed the mix of artists who want to be in residence at the Prairie Center? Now that you have a fully equipped print shop, are there people who are taking studios in your facility because they want to have access to and they want to be close to that kind of specialized equipment?
It has. It's really grown the type of artists that we get there because it is a more community-based environment now versus artists just sort of holed up in their studios working. And we've had artists that come from Chicago to come use the presses because after you finish school, it's difficult to have access to 6,000-pound letter press mm-hmm. on your own. So printmaking in general has a very community and communal way of working. So we have drawn on that, and we were very interested in providing a specific type of equipment for artists. And Joe mostly loves machines, so he saw a letter press, and then it took off from there.
In order to bring in a large piece of equipment like that, did you have to reconfigure the space? Were there a lot of logistics involved in finding it, in getting it? Were there a lot of logistics involved in finding the equipment in the first place and making sure that it was adequate for your needs?
Joe Ritchie, who is one of the founders of the Prairie Center, has a huge love for machinery and equipment. They bought the building in the 70s for their machine shop, and it's an enormous building, and they were only taking up a small fraction of it. So when they decided to open the print shop and the residency program, it was in a way to what is good for a community. Mm-hmm. And they did some research. They traveled to different artist residencies and decided that Peoria needed one, or they wanted to give Peoria one. And then from there, Joe has been collecting, not from the 70s, from about 2006, has been collecting different printing presses through auctions, schools that were unfortunately closing their programs or maybe upgrading to new presses. And it's a pretty open building. It was a rope factory. So the area in which the studios and the print shop are, it's a pretty open sort of factory setting. And with a machine shop below us, they have what is needed to pick up a press. I never have to worry about how something is going to get moved. And for the most part, we do try to put other things on pallets or tables on casters so it can be reconfigured. If, like last week, I had 26 kids and counselors in there, so we had to really sort of make it more open for the kids to travel around the shop.
And you guys have always done such a great job on First Fridays having these wonderful hands-on activities for kids that come in and for adults. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's something, again, that's really important to our mission. And people will often ask us, you know, can you print these for us? Can you print these wedding invitations or these coasters? And our answer is no, but we can teach you how to do it. Because, again, we're not interested in being a commercial shop. We're more interested in teaching people how to use this type of equipment, because otherwise it just sits there and nobody uses it. And for First Fridays, other places, it's like a party, and that's fine. And it's, depending on what, it's an educational party at the Prairie Center. And we want to really make it so you could bring a two-year-old. We have a toddler table with a toddler activity all the way to an adult who's never made art before, comfortable that they could come in and pull a print on a First Friday in a matter of, you know, minutes.
I love that with the printmaking concept. You can have people who come in and that maybe are not gifted as visual artists and maybe have, you know, no natural skill in that area, but they can still participate in a very creative artistic opportunity and walk away with something that they've made. What are the reactions you get when people come in and they go through this printmaking process from start to finish?
Well, first they say, how much does this cost? And I say, it's free. Everything at the Prairie Center is free. And sometimes they're hesitant, and so usually our residents are helping run the activities, so they'll show you how to do it. And we hear a lot, especially from the older generation, oh, I set type in high school. It was a requirement because it was a trade. Being a typesetter was a trade. So they bring that memory to it, and they're interested in that they know what the stuff is and that they'd used it before. And the kids just love it because kids love free stuff. And so they spend, I think, more time there than they might at another venue working.
Obviously, learning to work a complicated piece of equipment can be an involved process. So I assume that in addition to just opening up the studio during First Fridays, you're also offering classes throughout the year in printmaking and other sort of, you know, print arts.
We do. We offer mini workshops, one-day workshops, and then we also offer classes that might meet once a week for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, or something like that. In the fall, our schedule's a little bit small just because August and September aren't great times to offer workshops and classes. People are wrapping up summer vacations. They're getting back in their fall routine. So we're doing a series of mini workshops in the fall, and they're all introductory level. So you don't really have to come with any experience whatsoever, and you'll be able to leave with a better understanding of what printmaking is, what letterpress is, and we make it also so you literally just have to show up. All the materials are included. If it's an all-day workshop, we feed you lunch. It's included in the price for the workshop, and just really making it so people can just feel like they can just come and not be scared.
Well, you've selected possibly the warmest weekend of the whole summer for the bazaar, which is a good thing in this case because this is all indoors.
It is indoors. Yeah, it's in the galleries, like I said, which are pretty spacious, and the vendors will be spread throughout, and then we'll have activities for kids. I was trying to get an inflatable twister, but instead I just got a larger twister board, so there'll be some indoor games as well if the kids don't want to shop but want to play, and decorations, food, music. Should be a good time. And it'll be 68 in there. We'll make it really chilly.
So when you're putting together an event like this, how do you make the decisions about how many artists, how many vendors, and how much other activity, how much food, how many kids activities? I mean, how do you find the balance there? Because obviously you still want the artists and their works to be well represented.
Right. And it is a little tricky because we never know how many people are going to come to these things. And it's partly because this is only the second time doing it. And in general, our turnouts are a little bit smaller because of our location. But we do try to find a balance between the most important thing of the day is the artists and the work that they make. But then we also want it to feel kind of like a party, since we don't throw a lot of parties, and a place that people could come and spend however long shopping, relaxing indoors on a hot day.
We've been talking with Dawn Gettler about the Prairie Center of the Arts Summer Makers Market Bazaar. The event is tomorrow from 1 to 5 o'clock at 1506 Southwest Washington Street in Peoria. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
ArcLight Productions presents Legally Blonde, the musical. It's the final production of their summer season. Performances continue tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon at Illini Bluffs High School in Glassford.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.